Are you going to say, like, the title of the thing again?
What is it? I don't even know.
Portrait of a Man Who Is But a Short Time Gone into the House.
No. It's too long.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody. Today is Thursday of the first week of Advent. We are, again, very happy to have you with us.
We continue to examine St. Alphonsus Liguori's Advent sermons. And so, Janelle, something stood out to you right away.
Right off the bat, he says, after death, the dead man is soon forgotten. So I feel like, you know what? We don't have to think too highly of ourselves. As long as we are good with God, it really doesn't matter. Everything else is just details.
So yesterday we spoke about mental prayer, and there was a quote that I wanted to share with you, but I forgot. And it's really St. Alphonsus describing what mental prayer is. So let's go back to that from yesterday.
Meditation is nothing more than converse between the soul and God. The soul pours forth to him its affections, its desires, its fears, its requests. And God speaks to the heart, causing it to know his goodness and the love which he bears it and what it must do to please him. I will lead her into solitude and speak to her heart.
So that's St. Alphonsus's description of mental prayer. We just pour out our heart to God, but it's a conversation. It's much more than simply saying memorized prayers without giving it any attention. So let's shift gears to mental prayer, its time and place in our life and how we can experience that.
One of the first things that St. Alphonsus mentions is the importance of silence. And I know that in a day and age where we are constantly bombarded with noise, there's just so much stimulation around us, that it can be very difficult to find silence. But this is what St. Bernard says. St. Bernard says that silence and the absence of all noise almost force the soul to think of the goods of heaven. And then St. Alphonsus also speaks about the importance of where to pray. Like, it seems like there's a place that's superior. Like, we can always pray at home, we can pray in our car, we can pray in different places. But he says the best place to pray is, but the best place for making mental prayer is the church. For Jesus Christ especially delights in the meditation that is made before the Blessed Sacrament, since there it appears that he bestows light and grace most abundantly upon those who visit him. St. Alphonsus also really explains to us the privilege that we have in order to approach God this way, because so many people don't have that privilege of approaching a king. It is not permitted in the world for persons of all ranks to speak alone with kings, but with Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, both nobles and plebeians, rich and poor, can converse at their will, setting before him their wants and seeking his grace. And in the tabernacle, Jesus gives audience to all, hears all, and comforts all.
If you consider a world leader, the leader of your country, whether it's a president or a prime minister or king, depending on where you're from, we don't have access to these people. And if we do gain access, it might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the normal lay person. And for the normal just lay person, let's say we see our nation's ruler or leader, maybe a better word, in the distance, we can't just go running up to them. In fact, if we get too close to them, we might get arrested. So there's a distance between the authority in our life who leads our nation. But think about the one who is Lord of this world and of this universe. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords not only gives us access to him, but through the Blessed Sacrament, he waits for us to approach him. In your parish, Jesus waits for you to come and visit him. And in the mind of St. Alphonsus, he's saying that there's more grace in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. And I think this makes sense because you become like the people you spend time with. And you're in the physical presence of Jesus Christ. Okay, we're recording, sweetie. You have to close the door.
She's got marker all over her face.
All right. So sometimes life has interruptions. This is Sarah. All the previous points was just to encourage you, if you can, spend time with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament.
We can meditate in every place, at home or elsewhere, even when walking or working. But to enjoy solitude of the heart, which consists in being disengaged from worldly thoughts and affections, deserts and caves are not, of course, necessary. All occupations we undertake in order to fulfill the divine will have no power to disturb the solitude of the heart.
We can find solitude of the heart no matter what our vocation is. So I wanted you to think about your occupation and where you work, how you work. It's really possible to be able to work and still keep our minds off and on Jesus. And the more that we practice that discipline and placing our minds upon eternal things, which is mental prayer, the better we're going to get at that. Friends, thanks for watching. Please pray the rosary. The link is going to be right up there in the card. Comment below what stood out to you and why. There's so much more that we could have shared from this video. Sarah, do you have any final words you want to share?
Say bye.
Say you're amazing.
Bye.
Okay, see you guys tomorrow. If you'd like to get all our videos emailed to you, head over to catholicspeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. And a special thank you to our Patreon team. You allow us to keep all our videos free for everyone. So thank you so much for your monthly support.